Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Pesci settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci misplays the ball. That's an error on Pesci. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boudreau fields it and throws to third for the out. Rosen moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive towards short. Pesci catches it and throws to second to double up Rosen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moss moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive to center field. Doby throws towards third. Rosen fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rosen. Moss scores. Parnell moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell bunts and there's an error on the play. Feller moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila bunts towards the mound. Parnell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Feller scores. Mitchell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moss for a passed ball. Mitchell moves to third. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Avila scores. Easter moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Vollmer throws the ball into Stevens, who tags Kennedy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rosen goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Hatfield now playing third base. Walt Masterson now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moss for a passed ball. Boone moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Feller hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. Mitchell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Moss moves to second. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman pinch runs for Larry Doby. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Easter scores. Rosen moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Masterson. Rosen moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson has Rosen trapped off third. He fires to home, and Rosen is out at the plate. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Chapman now playing center field. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willard Nixon now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesky hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Les Moss. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Willard Nixon. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.